Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Let's power rank some stuff.
All right.
Ooh, like what?
I don't know. Name something. Well, she takes a huge chug of water. Mel, the funny thing about Mel is, and I love this about you, is that you always carry around that jug of water. You know what reminds me of? In high school, football players, like especially the linemen, used to always carry around jugs of water and just drink.
Oh, really?
So because they like had to drink like a gallon a day or whatever to stay hydrated.
Very hard-o move.
Very hard, yeah. Like, weird. Mel, like, if Mel was like, yeah, I take creatine now, guys, I would not be shocked.
Yeah. You drove a pickup truck that's really beaten down.
Yeah, she's like...
I know. She's like, I do like my gallon of water in here,
You should put the marks on it. You know how people do that?
Of like, oh, yeah.
How much you've been drinking?
Yeah, it's like 8 a.m., 9 a.m.
Yeah, you have to drink a certain amount by each time. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I have a mug like that, or like a water bottle that's marked like that.
Do you?
Yeah. But it's...
You're really using it when you're using that jug of water.
I know. It's like one less thing I have to bring, drag around to work, though. So if I bring the mug or the water bottle and the jug, then I've got two things. So I'm like, I'll just
Well, and then you carry the jugs for two purposes. One, like you drink out of it, but then you... Okay. All right, let's be adults.
I do carry
what jugs are we carrying around here?
I do carry the
jugs. Mel does have great jugs, you guys.
That's so inappropriate.
So bad.
That is not, yeah. This,
but
I'm
not
talking
bad.
About the water jugs.
Yeah,
I'm talking
sure.
about the water jugs.
Oh, yeah, for
okay.
sure.
Okay, that you guys are the inappropriate ones for taking it elsewhere.
Okay.
No, you do. You have jugs in the office.
Yeah, we know, Austin. God, you're so sick.
Really, anywhere Mel goes, she has jugs.
That's factual.
And you use them for the... Okay, now I can't finish what I was going to say because... You guys have made this inappropriate.
What does
you made it inappropriate?
Yeah, what does Mel use her jugs for, Austin? Please explain to us.
I'm dying to know. Don't leave us hanging.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a great joke as well.
Thanks.
Don't leave us sagging.
She already made the joke.
What do I use my jugs for?
Okay. Mel, I don't like you saying that. I'm uncomfortable.
Should we power rank jugs?
Like what? Well, I mean, I know what's number one and number two. And then milk.
What are we going to power rank then? Power rank.
Okay. I don't know. Let's power rank pets.
Yeah, I want to do something different.
Oh. I don't know what, but okay. Pets is boring.
I mean, we can power rank multiple
power
things.
Power rank saline nasal spray.
Mm. Number one is saline nasal spray.
All right, power rank saline nasal spray, Mel. Let's see. You play. I want to see you play this out.
How many do I put in there?
Five.
Five?
Mm-hmm. Top five saline nasal spray.
Now, can I ask you a question about that? Yes. Is it reasons why it's great, or is it just different brands?
It's your decision there.
Oh, it's my decision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all, great for a dry nose.
That's
No, you're listing reasons. We need you to rank saline nasal sprays.
Saline nasal
sprays. The best nasal sprays.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't do that because there's only two.
Okay.
There's three. I think there's three. Arm & Hammer is one. The Walgreens brand is two. And the CVS brand is three.
There we go.
Okay.
Mel didn't know what power rankings were until 2 seconds ago.
I didn't know exactly
first idea
ranking.
To power rank things was saline nasal spray. Let's sit with that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Saline nasal spray.
Hmm. All right. Let's power rank cars.
I don't know a lot of cars.
What do you mean you don't know a lot of cars?
I'm not a car guy.
I'm not a car guy.
You should get Porter in here. He's a car guy. He could do that in 10 seconds right. flat.
I'm just so tired of
let's power rank. Well, see, I was going to say let's power rank sports, but I don't. Mel would not enjoy that. Let's power rank
jerseys in Chicago.
Jerseys?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's like
Chicago jerseys.
Sports.
That's
sure.
Fashion and sports.
Okay.
Sure.
Do you need me to pull
this.
Up the jerseys over here, Melissa?
So is it team jerseys or is it the names of...
No, teams jerseys.
Just teams jerseys.
Teams jerseys. And are we including home and away?
No, we're just going to do...
Just do the homes?
Just do the homes. Just,
okay.
Let's make it easier.
Okay.
Do the Lawrence homes.
The Lawrence homes.
Shout out 6-7 to the score.
All right. I'm coming in at number five. And there are five teams, right? Yeah. So this will be easy. We'll exclude the Chicago Sky just because they're the newest of the
bunch. Wait, so who are you ranking then? Blackhawks, Bears, Cubs... Sox, Bulls. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Coming in at number five. Oh, this is hard. This is really hard because there's so many iconic jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to say the Bears.
I don't hate that.
At number five?
Yeah.
I was going to go White Sox at number five. They offer nothing.
The
for
black
me.
And white, though, is so, it's so great.
You would choose the black and white.
I love the black and white.
I don't love the black and white, and I don't think people look very good in black and white, those jerseys. I don't think it does anything for their skin tone.
Mm. For their skin tone? Okay. This is why we're doing the fashion, because Mel can weigh
five.
In on the fashion aspect.
So I'm going, you're going, hold on. We are going to write this down.
Okay.
And then, so Austin, your number five is the Bears.
Bears, yeah.
Melissa, also, your number five is the White Sox.
This is something is the GSH on the side is George S. Hallis.
Mm-hmm.
What's his middle name? Do we know?
Is it Sherman? No.
Sherman. That would be a great, that would be.
I used to know what is
a late 1800s.
No, I can't remember. Stanley.
Stanley DeBear.
Staley DeBear.
Staley DeBear.
And that's based off of Staley, Illinois, I believe.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Why is Staley getting
I believe
them
that's
up?
Where the Bears first played.
Oh, makes sense.
I know an interesting amount
you know a
about
lot
mascots. I just love mascots. Staley is official team mascot. Seen the Chicago Bears home games. Where's... should we get Staley the Bear in here? We did get Staley the Bear in here, and Austin didn't give me an autograph, so whatever. We can move on. I
think that was the most mad Kyle's ever been. And Kyle's been mad at me many times before.
And it's because that was the day Melissa was out. I came in on 2 hours of sleep after getting stitches and was like, hey, the only reason I'm going to take off, like, I think I took off at 10:30. Still stayed a little bit. The reason I took off like a little,
the night before.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm just gonna leave. And the next day, he got Melissa an autograph.
I still got it. Thanks so much. It's up on the wall in the office.
You're welcome, Mo.
Yet, the guy who is obsessed with mascots, loves the Bears, is a season ticket holder. He was forgotten about.
We got one. We got one made to US 99. It's right here on the wall. So that you are part of US 99. So technically, in a way, I did get one. autograph to you.
I've never hated Austin.
All right, so number four on everyone's list.
Oof, here we go.
I'm going to say I don't want to do this because it is an iconic jersey.
I know what you're going to do.
I do too.
The Blackhawks.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Bad take.
I'm sorry. What? And you know, look, I love, no one rocked the Blackhawks jersey better than Wayne Campbell.
Mm. I thought you were going to say World. Patrick Kane or Jonathan Toews.
Patty Kane, no. Blah, blah, blah. Patty Kane, Jonathan Toews, blah, blah, blah.
They won three Stanley
Garth
Cups.
Algar.
Yeah.
Those what are you thinking,
good.
Mel?
Those are good.
So the White Sox are off the table.
Popular, but I'm going to go with the Bulls.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Why is that?
It's more like I don't like their use of color balance.
Oh, wait a minute. If we're going the Bulls.
Girl.
Wait a minute.
No, I like it.
Are we going the Bulls home? So that's technically the white uniforms. I had the red ones in mine.
I had the red ones in mine too. Though.
But that's not what they wear it.
Oh, it's the white ones?
They wear the white ones at home.
It's so if you search, it is technically.
So if
the
we're
white
going
ones.
White Bulls uniforms, yeah. that's my number four.
I still don't like it.
Yeah, I'd actually have
like
to change
color.
Mine.
I don't like the shade of red that they use.
I like the red ones a lot more. The red ones are easily a top two for me, I think.
The red ones would be my number one.
But you're saying now you're saying Bulls is also your number four.
You know what? I'm actually going to make it my number five. Bears are my number four.
Okay.
I think the white Bulls is my least favorite.
Really?
Home uniform.
So the Blackhawks are still in it.
Yes. So as of now, Austin's number five is the Bulls. Number four is the Bears. Melissa's number five is the White Sox. Number four is the Bulls. Mine and Melissa's are actually the same as of now. Because I agree with that take. But I do know what my number three is. What's your number three, Austin?
My number three... I'll go Sox.
Okay.
If it was the Sox Southside uniforms, the alternate
Those
ones that they
awesome.
Came out with a couple
yep.
years ago, the mm-hmm. black ones, mm-hmm. that would be my number one. But since it's the white pinstripes, and with the socks on the side, mm-hmm. I'm gonna say that is my number three.
What are you gonna say here, Melissa?
I'm gonna go. Next one is gonna be Blackhawks.
Ooh, another hot take there.
Yeah,
and they actually do wear their red at home.
They do.
But again, I'm not a huge fan of the red and black combo.
Really? I love red and black combo.
I don't.
The
I
Bulls
just don't love it.
90s black uniforms are still the coolest uniforms.
Those are great uniforms. Why do you not like red and black together?
They're very
Cruella de Vil-y.
Mm.
A little, but they're very intense. They're almost hard on the eyes for me. You know, mm-hmm. I like things that are a little, the feel, it's kind of weird. It's like the feel that it gives me.
Do you like?
You know how red is supposed to be like the color
anger.
Of anger?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It kind of does that
yeah,
to me.
That's what Bulls, it makes them, yeah.
Exactly.
It literally and makes
so
them run.
That's why I'm not a fan.
Do you like lighter colors? Like Easter egg-y type colors?
Like pastels?
Yeah.
I'm not a giant pastel person.
Do you like
Some
color?
Okay.
Or
I
do you?
I like color.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, see, I'm not, give me grays, give me blacks, give me white.
Well, it also depends on what color it's for.
I hate you.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. I was looking up Staley the Bear information.
Oh, I thought you were reacting to me saying I like blacks, grays, and whites.
Well, don't you like blacks, grays, and whites when it comes to clothes? But what
yeah,
is
yeah,
if
yeah.
it comes
Fashion.
To, you know, art? What is if it comes
I think I still like black and white. I like.
Really?
Yeah, because the world is not black and white.
I know.
There's a lot of gray.
Because when I see art or I see paintings or pictures or like, say, a picture of downtown Chicago with a beautiful skyline
yeah,
and maybe a sunset.
Now that you say that. Photography, I love color. I love color
yeah.
and photography.
But that's why I almost prefer the color as opposed to just like black and red is like my absolute least favorite combo of all time.
That's so interesting to me. That's so interesting to me. That's why you and I make great radio hosts because... We don't see eye to eye on anything.
Yeah.
I love black
and red. Two different, completely different perspectives.
Yeah. Mm.
What's yours, Kyle?
Number three, I'm going Bears.
Really?
Oh. I like the Bears unis. I just, I'm just not the biggest fan of them.
So your socks.
As of now,
and what was your number four?
is White Sox, 4 is Bulls, 3 is Bears.
Sox, Bulls, Bears.
And I'll tell you my number 2 right now.
Say it.
What is it?
Chicago Cubs.
What? I thought that was going to be your number 1 for sure.
No, I will say the Blackhawks to me, I think is the best.
It is an iconic
jersey in hockey.
Yeah.
And I think I think it is just a really, I don't even like hockey jerseys that much. And I just think it's very cool. It's very crisp.
In the terms of like all NHL like sweaters, like that, they have one of the best.
Yes. So that's why the Cubs are, I do love the Cubs ones. Don't get me wrong. Everybody knows this. I'm a big Cubs fan.
That is a shocking upset, though. I thought he was going to go
Cubs
number
one. I didn't expect that either.
Sure.
I did too.
What's your 2 and 1?
Austin? My 2 is... what's here? I just did Sox.
Yeah, you got...
Oh, I guess I...
Cubs and Blackhawks.
Yeah, so I'm going to go Blackhawks 2, Cubs 1.
Okay. And Melissa, what
are
you...
The pinstripes. The white pinstripes. Not the... I don't like their... The navy blue ones that say Wrigleyville,
those have grown
the
on
City
me.
Connect ones.
But I don't think they're very good. But they have grown on me.
They unveiled those our first year on the air.
Yeah, I'm not a pinstripe person. I don't like it. So
the Cubs are going to be your number 2?
Cubs are number 2 and Bears are number 1.
Bears, bear down. That's interesting. We all 3 of us had different number 1s.
Yeah.
I like that.
So weird.
We'll have to post this on our socials.
Bear down, Chicago Bears. I love the Bears uniforms. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I know I put them at number 4.
Ooh, you know what we should do? Nice little blind ranking vote.
Put
this on a graphic. And people pick team 1, team 2, team 3. Which ones do they agree with the most?
Ooh, I like that.
That's fun.
That's fun. And whoever wins, the losers have to buy them donuts.
If I win, I want a sandwich.
Oh, well, look, a pin of rose on her nose.
Yeah, wait. Oh, hold on. Sorry.
Well, I don't want to have like 10 donuts.
Miss Riverside here. She's food. Like, well, she doesn't like a donut. I need a sandwich.
Well, can you please make it a prime rib sandwich?
Yeah.
How about this? Want donuts, I'll get you donuts.
Can I get a steak sandwich with au jus sauce?
Chance you got any great poupon?
Do you have
some
extra au jus?
Well, you could put the hot and sweet peppers on it.
She's just at Jersey Mike.
No, she's at Potbelly.
Yeah.
Can you make it a skinny?
Could I get that toasted, please?
How fresh is your roast beef?
Could I get a bag of baked lay?
You got any of those voodoo chips?
I love the idea of just like a really wealthy person just like, I'm so above all these people, but ordering a sandwich at Potbelly.
I know, right?
What's your sparkling water situation?
Yeah. My driver's out front. Please make
a
copy.
Oh, you got Evian? Yeah. We'll take that, please.
It's like Jimmy John's too. I love them too.
Yeah.
Where's please. The pickle?
I got into in college. I ate so much Jimmy John's my first semester because we were like 2 blocks away. It wasn't like we'd have it every week, but like had it frequent enough that I had to take a little break from Jimmy John's.
Really?
I like Jimmy John's.
It's good. And like I've gone and like I can have it now, but there was like a period, I think from like second semester, junior year, probably a full year that I was like, I can't have Jimmy John's right now.
No.
You know, what's interesting is I went to Jimmy John's quite a few times for a period of time, too, because I was doing that no carb and they would wrap your sandwich in lettuce.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love
right?
when places do that. I'll do that at In-N-Out. I'll do,
do
it.
Do you?
Yeah, I'll do it. Do lettuce wrap. I forget what they call it. I forget what they call it. Something style. You know, because they got like, you can get the fries animal style and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would always do the lettuce wrap and it was always so good. Same thing at Shake Shack. I do it at Shake Shack too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool that they can do that.
I know. And it's
Shake Shack.
A lot of carbs.
So good.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah. Their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I think Shake Shack's a little underrated.
Shake Shack is underrated.
Overrated.
What?
What are you guys talking
about? Oh, yeah, this came
about?
Up. When did this come up? When
about
were
2 weeks
we talking
ago,
about?
Because yeah, I went there.
Was it on the air? No, we were talking about it on the air. We were doing a bit about
overrated restaurants.
And you threw Shake Shack
right, because I had just gone, maybe not, I will say...
Are you getting the Jimmy John's effect that I had, where you've had it too many times recently?
I've only been to Shake Shack maybe 3 times ever.
What?
So I went to the one that was downtown, and I'm wondering if...
In the West Loop, right over here?
Michigan Avenue.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And I'm wondering if because it was like a downtown one that...
Oh,
it
yeah.
Just...
It's built, the one right there in the athletic club, at the lobby of the athletic club.
Yes.
Yeah.
A little rough.
It's a rough one.
That's not a good one.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah. So that's why I can cut it a little bit of slack.
We should, next time we go to a Cubs game, they have the Shake Shack over there.
Yeah, they do. That's a better one.
I think the issue you can have with a lot of fast food nowadays is if you do Grubhub or Uber Eats, because the food gets there just a little cold.
Yeah.
And I love, one of my favorite stories is, was this during the pandemic? I don't know. I think it was, because I think what happened was it's when there was no baseball, so the only baseball you could watch was Korean League baseball.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. My friends and I stayed up.
Naipan Dragons, I believe?
We were, I forgot what team we cheered for, but all my friends, we all picked one team, and we would Zoom us all watching the games together.
In the middle of the night?
At like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'd just be drinking with my friends, which is so fun because I was out in D.C. Like, I haven't seen them in so long. But I'd be up for like an hour and a half, 2 hours just drinking with my buddies. And so get drunk. And then I'd wake up so hungover the next day. And I remember Haley and I went to a dog park. We're seeing like friends that were out there, their dogs, whatever. So we were just like outside having a good time. And I remember being so hungover and I just really wanted Shake Shack. But I didn't want to be like, we should get Shake Shack, because like I kind of felt guilty because I was like, this is my own fault. As we're walking away from the dog park, I go, man, Shake Shack sounds really good, but I know we shouldn't get it. And Haley goes, we can get it. Just went, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Work like a charm, baby.
It's always great when you throw out those feelers with your wife. God. Oh my gosh. And she bites. Oh,
it does stink when we're like, we did this the other week with like Chipotle, like we shouldn't get it. And we both agree we shouldn't. So we waited and then we got it like another day. But like in that moment, we're like, we shouldn't. We could. No, we shouldn't. And then it's like, yeah, we should have what we have in the fridge.
Yeah. That the problem with like Mare and I is like we both don't have self-control in the same areas.
Like
and,
what?
And the biggest one.
Oh, I got a
biggest
question
one
after this for you guys.
The is... Eating out at a restaurant.
Is this because she always orders too much food?
No.
That? Well, like she a does. Lot of appetizers?
Yeah, she definitely does always order way too much food, and she never eats any of it, which is that's a point of contention. But no, like we'll be like at home, we'll be like, we shouldn't. We shouldn't. I was thinking maybe we should go to a restaurant tonight, but we shouldn't. And then the other person would be like, no, we can. You know, because like we don't have self-control when it comes to that. It's like not like neither one of us is like, no, we shouldn't. We've been, you know, eating out a lot lately or, you know, we've been, you know, we need to cut back. Yeah. We need to save a little. That's our Achilles heel right there. We will cut back in every area of our life. Doing everything else, you know, clothing, spending, or, you know, like other areas, like just day to day, Starbucks, things like that.
Yeah.
We will not ever, like, it is our downfall.
Yeah.
Of just eating out to the point where
good, though.
Our daughters are 3 and 1, and they're like really good at eating out. Like, they like, like, I think Kennedy is to the age now, like, she enjoys going to a restaurant.
I bet.
So, question for you guys, based on self-control, my sister-in-law is reading this book, and hey, they read it too a while ago. Don't know the name of it, but it's essentially like one morning, everybody wakes up with a box that's on their doorstep, and in the box is a rope, and judging by the rope size is how long you will live. So if you have a long rope, you're going to live a long time. If you have a short rope, you're going to pass away sooner. And the debate is, would you open the box? Because it can mess with your mind a little bit.
Yeah.
And
this is in a book?
This is a book. It's not real. No, don't worry. This didn't actually happen.
I think Mayor read this book because I think I've heard this before.
But so we had the debate, and Haley and I are in agreement. But I'm curious, would you guys open the book? Would you open the box? I'll tell you my answer after you answer.
Do I have to, if I don't open the box, does it like have to stay at my house? Like, does it have to sit on my mantle or something?
I'm going to say yes.
So it's like constantly looking at you.
You're just kind of there, yeah.
Because like if I could say no and then just like throw away the box, then I could move on with my
life. Interesting.
But if it's constantly there reminding me.
Let me text.
Yeah, Haley. Text Haley and ask her what the rules are. Yeah. Would you open it?
Absolutely.
You would?
I would.
Mel.
Here is the reason
why. What if it's
why.
Short? When then you're like freaking
well,
out?
Well, because it would give me a chance to plan.
Or if it's
I would
super
not.
Long.
I would not. You know when people say like they don't want to know the future?
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't want to know the day. I wouldn't want to know how. But if it was just short, it would give me a chance to get things in order, live life a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
If it was long, I'd feel a little more relaxed and maybe not worry as much. And like I said, if it was very specific and it was like, you're going to die in like a horrific way, I don't want to know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I would absolutely, without a doubt, want to know if I was going to live long into my 80s or 90s, or if I only had maybe 5 or 10 years
left.
Wait a minute.
So if it is short, let's say it's short rope, isn't that kind of like the moral of that whole thing? Is like, if it's short, you would live your life differently. Shouldn't we always live our lives the way that the rope is short?
Well, people always say like, live every day to the fullest.
Live like you were dying.
But
you know,
that's
like
hard to do.
But also, think about it. If you're
Rocky Mountain climbing.
So, you'll just keep going. We would open the box because if it is short, then yeah, you change your life. And the big thing is we love our jobs. Would never like leave this job. I'm on record saying even if I won $1 billion, I'd still come into work because I love this job.
That's where you and I differ.
But if your rope is short, then you're probably like, okay, I'm going to quit my job. And I'm gonna live out these next few years like completely different. In like that sense that like, yeah, you want to live every day to the fullest. That's a very fun thing to say. And it's a great mindset. But there is a difference between saying that and doing that. Because if you could truly live your life to the fullest, you would be taking more trips.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be working. If you could.
If you knew your life was short,
you'd be spending your money. You'd be enjoying life. If you think your life is long, you're trying to save your money for retirement. And like everything. thing would change. All your decisions would change. Everything you would do on a daily basis would be different.
Yeah. I mean, I see that. I mean, I'd still, okay. Aside from quitting your job, I do try, personally, I try to live my, like, I try to say yes to as many things as I physically can.
Yeah, that's why I have a hangover today, because I couldn't say no.
No, last night, can I say something?
What?
Last night, the Nate Smith concert ends.
Did we make the liquor talk?
That's Morgan Wallen.
So but, what? It was okay. Still a good country song.
That song did play right after right after his concert.
Yeah, you're just quoting songs. Like, that wasn't that artist. I don't know, I just like quoting things.
Yeah. What, you gonna put some
did you guys have one too many? That's Luke Combs.
Yeah. Also Keith Urban and Pink. The concert ends. Kyle Milnema turns to me, the normal instigator, and says, "One more nightcap."
Here's,
and I'm shocked. Before,
like, I was shocked.
He's training for a marathon. So, if anything,
he's training to be me, and the trainee has become the master.
So, the reason, and it dawned on me when we, it dawned on me. Last week when my wife and I were talking about the week and leading up to the marathon, and I said, like, you know, I'm not going to drink next week. I didn't do that last year. I didn't drink. And she's like, well, you know, you got Nate Smith on Wednesday. So I go, all right, I'm going to drink one day. Because, come on.
Yeah, I mean, you can't not.
I got enough time in between. And it dawned on me, like, when I had my first drink, like, okay, this is the only day I'm drinking this week, which is, like, obviously, I can go a full week. I've done full months. I did dry January. I can go time without drinking. But I was in that moment just thinking, okay, I'm going to drink. I'm not drinking Friday. Saturday, we're seeing friends, watching football, not drinking. Sunday, I'll have beers after the marathon. But even then, it's like you're so wiped. You can have a few, but it's not like you're chugging or doing anything like that. So I'm like, you know what? I'm out with coworkers. We don't all get together. I'll do that. So that was what dawned on me. It's like I opened a box and there was a rope in there that just said drink alcohol. And I was like, oh yeah, I got to do that. And I realized, okay, I can have one. Our concert wrapped up at 9, which is perfect timing.
Yeah,
for us.
Was great.
Normally concerts are wrapping up 10, 10:30, maybe even 11. We never stay for that. We can't. So in that moment, I was like, oh, we can hang out.
I got some time here. And you live like right down the street.
Oh,
from
I live
Carol's
10
pub.
Minutes away.
Yeah,
he's home in five minutes. I got home. I was in bed by 10. It was so nice.
Yeah, I got the text from you. Home already.
Yeah.
Oh. I was like,
I had like
rubbing
a
40
minute drive home.
So happy.
Jeez.
Also, according to Haley, you can do with the box whatever you'd like. So you can throw it away if you would like.
I'm throwing it away.
I'm opening it.
I'm opening that,
baby. I'm living my life. You know, I'm going to go skydiving. I'm going to go Rocky Mountain climbing. I'm going to try at least to go 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu.
Anything else?
I'm going to live sweeter and speak sweeter. I'm going to spring sweeter. Say me. Scooby Dee, Sassita, Sappy. To be da to duty like a new ship.
Yeah, he said duty.
He said duty.
By the way, what you're looking to say is you would love deeper.
Love deeper. Speak.
You speak sweeter. Speak sweeter.
Yeah.
You would give forgiveness you've been denying.
Dying. One day I hope you guys could, you know, maybe live like you were dying.
Boo!
Okay.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.